And with regard to Tawbah, the signs of a person's Tawbah that is accepted. There are five signs, ulama have explained, by which a person can know whether his Tawbah is accepted or not. The first is, hatred of guna will come in him. For example, a person was involved in sports, music, intermingling with women freely, intermingling. When you make sincere Tawbah, and say Tawbah means really changing your life, then you'll hate all that. Your past years that you got, you were involved in all these gunas, you will hate all those days. So before, you had love for that. Now it will be replaced with hatred for that. Then the second thing that will happen, a sign of your Tawbah being accepted, the second is, you'll have sukoon, itminan in your heart. You will see that before, I was always like depression, anxiety, pressure, I was under pressure. Now I'm feeling always nice, at ease, I feel comfortable. I feel it in order. And that we can understand, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, if a person is on the wrong road and he comes to know I'm on the wrong road, even if he's speeding, but his worry is more that I'm going in the opposite direction. And he can have gone further, but now he takes a U-turn and he's going on the right road. He's gone further from his destination. But he'll now have it, now I'm getting to my place. I'm getting back to home, wherever, whatever. So when our direction was of guna, of dunya, then that automatically anxiety, depression, worry, all that is in a person. And when you're on your road to Jannah, on your road to Allah, automatically you will find in your heart that sukoon. The third is, you'll have barakat in your life. Before that, you are always short of money. Even you had plenty, but you are always afraid and you are not happy. Now, even if you're getting less, but you'll have comfort, you'll have itminan. And the fourth is that you'll get tawfiq of doing more righteous deeds. You'll see that I never had time for tilawat, now I'm getting time for tilawat. I never had time for nafal namaz, now I'm getting time for my nafal namaz. All that will come in your life to do righteous and good deeds. And the fifth thing is, the fifth thing was tawfiq of doing righteous and good deeds. And the fourth is that Allah will give you love and respect amongst people, and especially amongst the pious people. The pious people, automatically, they will have more time for you. People generally, they will have respect for you, they will have love for you, and if you're a sinner, people disregard you. And if they show respect, it's just for some outward reason. But genuine respect they will show you, and especially the pious, the righteous people, they will show you respect also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make the sincere tawbah. Until we don't get these five signs, we should understand my tawbah is still not right. I have to still correct my tawbah. And when and a person who makes tawbah, everything on istighfar and tawbah, the Quran has explained everything, every goodness comes to a person who makes tawbah and istighfar. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of Khilafat, had appointed Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the governor of Kufa. And after some time, he got complaints about Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. So he then made an inquiry that what is happening. So the report generally came that you can't get a better person than Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. What a man, after a great sahabi of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one person, he said that he has got complaints, and three complaints. One is, he doesn't go for jihad. The second is, the booty of war, he doesn't distribute it fairly. And there isn't justice in his life. He doesn't make justice between people. So the Sa'ad, when he heard it, he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, if this person is an enemy because of jealousy, because of hatred, or any other outward dunya reason, he's accusing me of these wrongs, which are not founded at all. The whole country is happy with everything, and everything is going well. If it is so, then Ya Allah, he may give him three curses. One is that may Allah give him a long life. Now here also see what we give one another. Actually we are cursing that person. A person with a long life and in old age, all the sicknesses that are with the person. You can't manage it yourself, your close people can't manage it. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that mort is a great mercy of Allah. Each one of us, we would like that our parents still be living. If my father was still living, perhaps he should be 100 years old now. 110. My mother, 100. And the toilet is not, the urine is not under control. Stool. They're messing up everywhere. And what would the old people, how should the world carry on? This is Allah's rahmat that He takes people away. And they are also saved, the other people are also saved. So anyway, that was the first baddua, that Allah give him a long life. Second, Allah give him such poverty which never comes to an end. And it was seen that he had a long life, that his eyebrows all came over his eyes. He couldn't open his eyes also. And poverty, all the time he was in desperate need. And he just didn't get from anywhere any help for a piece of bread also. And the third, that Allah Ta'ala involves him in some fitna, in some guna. And it was seen that young girls walking on the street, he should go and interfere with them. They should hit him with their shoes and say, "Oh, you're so old and you still, at this age of yours, you're still interfering with young girls." So on that, ulama say we should be very careful with regard to the righteous and the pious, that we speak out against them, and especially when it is unfounded, and it is just for some worldly reason, very, very dangerous. In the same way, any poor person, and especially our workers, many times things get misplaced, and first thing we do, blame them they stole. The injury we cause to their heart, and especially those who are sincere and honest, and we accuse them of stealing, and afterwards we find it again properly. Maybe our own child put it somewhere else, and there we had accused them. And their baddua that comes out at that time. Similarly, for the way taking the baddua of the wife, bossing her and treating her badly, and if she's a humble soul, and she like accepts, and we take advantage of her, it's very, very dangerous for us. And like that, anyone, we must be very careful, especially when we accuse somebody, speak against somebody, we should be very careful and make sure that what we are saying, that they are founded things. If they are not founded, then it is very, very dangerous. And in fact, the righteous and pious people, they are such people, ke unki ulti bhi seedhi hoti hai. Even the mistakes they make, Allah takes them, overlooks and makes them right. They are not taken to task. And we want to take them to task for everything. And so we should be very careful.